and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
This morning, we'll be talking about the faith of those people in the Old Testament. And this time, we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 7, it says here, by faith Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Most of us are familiar with the life of Noah. We can see his account in Genesis chapter 6. In fact, it says there that Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. He was a righteous man. He was blameless in his generation. And he was also described as the one who walked with God. And in verse 22 of Genesis chapter 6, we have seen how Noah has obeyed God. He did all that God commanded him. And in the verse that we've read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, Noah expressed his faith through God's instruction. And look at the instruction of God in his life. He was warned by God concerning events as yet unseen. Remember this. In the book of Genesis chapter 6, 5 and 6, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. And because of the situation that he was facing, Noah was facing, God warned Noah about it. And he told him about the future. And look at how Noah responded. In reverent fear, he constructed an ark for the saving of his household. That's an act of faith for him. And in the last section of the verse that we've read, he became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Now, as we observe and look at some applications that we can embrace this time and do it in our own context, in times of challenges, in times of that situation where there's a lot of people turning away from God, or they're not choosing to follow God in their lives, we can look at how Noah exercised his faith in God and how we can apply the same thing as we put our faith in Jesus. First, faith trusts God's character. Remember this, Noah walked with God. Noah's faith grew as he walked with God. And I believe that's the same thing. When we teach our children, when we are with our small groups, when we hear the preaching of the word, every time we attend our worship service, our faith grows. And it's an expression of us walking with God. Faith trusts God's character. As we walk intimately with God, our trust in God deepens. Second expression of his faith. Faith obeys God's instruction. Noah moved in a reverent fear. He knew that God is worthy of his obedience, even if things are new and unfamiliar. Imagine God telling him about the future and he is clueless about it. There is a specific step to take, but he will just be one step ahead by taking the instruction of God as he walks with him. And for us today, our faith grows as we hear and obey God's word. That's why when we read the Bible every morning, it's a way of us telling, I want to hear God. It's a way of us telling God, whatever it is that you're going to speak today with a specific chapter and verse, give me the grace to obey it, because our faith grows as we hear and obey God's word. Lastly, faith receives God's approval. Noah's faith made him an heir of righteousness. He inherited the righteousness of God. Remember that during that time, every time they receive an inheritance, it is determined by casting lots. But in terms of Noah being an heir of the righteousness of God, it is not something that he has done. It is not something that he has proven before God. It was God's choosing and approval that gave him security. And remember this today. It is not a waste for us to put our faith in Jesus. It is not something that we regret about, despite the situation, despite the suffering, despite the challenges, despite what will be happening tomorrow, because God has sealed His approval to us in Jesus and through the Holy Spirit. We learn to trust, obey, and receive through faith in Jesus. As we respond in faith, because the object of our faith is Jesus, remember that our faith forms our affection and influences our actions. It changes our hearts. It influences our action. The moment we put our faith in Jesus, God is forming us through His Word as we obey Him, as we embrace His instruction, as we respond to Him. Our faith in Jesus moves us to action. So by faith, can you say by faith? In that verse, at the beginning of that verse and at the end of that verse, it says by faith. By faith, we continue to trust and obey God, even if our circumstances tell us otherwise. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that our circumstances will not dictate how we will behave. Yes, it affects us emotionally. Yes, it affects our decision. But today we say, because our faith is in Jesus, we continue to trust and obey you. And thank you that as we trust and obey you, you will let us see through your word, through the Holy Spirit, and through the community that you have brought in our lives, the very promise, the very blessing, the very life and purpose that you have for us in the midst of those situations where we don't know what to do, in those moments where everything is challenging. Lord, we trust you today. We say with our heart, God, in Christ Jesus, we're coming by faith. Lord, thank you that our standing, our approval is not dependent on how we perform before you, but it's dependent on what you have done for us. Today, we reaffirm that your heart for us, that we can come to you anytime. I pray that you will impart faith to your people today, inspire them to believe you and trust you when it comes to their future. I pray that you will unfold your promises in their lives. Some of them right now are recalling the very promises that's coming from your word. I pray, God, that as they respond in faith, would you bless them? Some of them today, God, you're calling them to step out in faith. I pray that you will give them the wisdom to do that. Lord, would you move once again? Lord, we even pray for our nation. Lord, we ask that you will move to our leaders, to the people around us. We know that you are in control. Lord, we don't need to be worry and to be weary, God, about the things that are happening around us, but we fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith. Thank you, Lord. We sing this song before you today as we end, because you are our God. Amen and amen.
Peaceful, merciful, joyful, my weeping. Life is beginning now. Your grace with no failing, your love never ending, forever we sing it loud. Peace for my suffering, joy for my weeping, your life is beginning now. Your grace never failing, your love with no ending, forever we sing it loud. Sing a new song to our God, for in Him we have overcome. Raise the anthem of our love, hallelujah, our hope has come. Sing a new song to our God, for in Him we have overcome. Raise the anthem of our love, hallelujah, our hope has come.
Lord, as we face our weekend, thank you that we will respond in faith. Faith in our finances, faith in terms of the way we believe you, in terms of our resources, Lord, even faith in terms of reconciliation of relationships. Lord, we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless everyone. Thank you. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.